إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه On an occasion he said to those who were around him He said خطى لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطى ثم قال هذا سبيل الله He said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us a line in the sand and he said this is the path of Allah ثم خطى خطوتا عن يمينه وعن شماله Then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he drew lines to the right And he drew lines to the left. ثم قال هذه سبل متفرقة. These are divergent paths. على كل سبيل الشيطان. At the head of each one of those diverging and different paths, there is a devil at the head of them. يدعو إليه, calling to that path. ثم قرأ Then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ He recited and this is Allah's straight path. That Allah said this is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ So follow that path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلَ And do not follow the other paths. For they will divert you away. فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ For indeed They will divert you away from Allah's straight path. So here we have the defining statement of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and also at Tayalisi that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his companions radiallahu anhum illustrating to them in the clearest manner That the path of Allah is a singular path. It is the path of salvation. Every other path, anything that opposes the deen that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, then that is a path of destruction that shaitan calls to. So no Muslim should be in doubt of that affair. For this reason Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, In that narration, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ 73 فِرْقَةٍ كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٍ He said that this ummah will divide into 73 sects, all of them into the hellfire except for one. So the companion, they said, وَمَا هِيَ تِلْكَ الْفِرْقَةِ They said, Ya Rasulullah, Which is that one sect that will not be destroyed, that will not be in the hellfire? Out of all of the 73, which is that one, Ya Rasulullah? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in defining clear words, leaving no ambiguity, he said, "Ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi," that which I and my companions are upon today. There's no ambiguity in that. There's no vagueness in that affair. In that the path of salvation, the path that saves you from the hellfire, is the path of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yusuf bin Asbat, one of the great a'imma of the Salaf, he said, "Indeed, my father, he was a Khariji or a Qadri, and my paternal uncles, that they were Rawafid, or they were from the Shia. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saved me by way of Sufyan." So the fact is that an individual may be surrounded by people who are upon misguidance, upon the path of the Khawarij, upon the path of the Shia, upon the path of the Qadariyah, upon the path of the Murji'ah, or other than them, from the paths of Tasawwuf even, from those who are the grave worshippers, or those who worship Ali radiallahu anhu, or those who hold it permissible to spill the blood of Muslims in the name of jihad, yet it is not jihad. From the paths of the Khawarij, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hum kilabun nar," that they are the dogs of the hellfire. Abu Umama al-Bahili, the companion of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a group of people who the ruler, that he had them executed and decapitated. In the time of Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, the companion of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a group of individuals in the name of Islam, in the name of establishing jihad, in the name of establishing the Sharia, in the name of establishing the hukum of Allah upon the earth of Allah, that they rebelled against the Muslim ruler. They made halal the spilling of blood, claiming that the hukum is for Allah, the judgment is for Allah. So the ruler executed all of them to the last man. In the time of the Sahabi, after the death of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the Khalifa of that time, after the Sahaba, after the Khulafa al-Rashideen, after Abu Bakr, after Umar, after Uthman, after Ali, that the ruler executed them, and he put their heads upon stakes leading into the Jamia Masjid in Damascus. So Abu Ghalib, one of the students of knowledge at that time, he said, "I saw Abu Umama al-Bahili, and I saw him whilst I was standing on the roof of my house. So I descended and I followed him up until Abu Umama, he faced their heads as they were presented for the people as a deterrent for rebelling against the ruler. He looked at them and he started weeping, Abu Umama. He said, 'Why do you weep?' He said, 'For indeed they used to be Muslims. They used to be Muslims, and then they were deceived. And how evil they are. Whom? The ruler? No. Who is he referring to? Those that were executed. How evil they are. Hum kilabun nar. Hum kilabun nar.' He said, 'They are the hounds or the dogs of the hellfire. Indeed, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that they will come out of my ummah, a group of people. They will recite the Quran, but it will not go beyond their throats.'" Meaning they will recite it in their mouths and it will remain in their mouths. It will not sink into their hearts and they will not understand it. And they will exit the religion just like an arrow goes through its target. And if you ponder over the arrow, in a narration of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "And when the person looks at the arrow, he will not find upon it any blood or any meat. He will not find it upon its shaft, nor upon the arrowhead, and nor upon the feather, because they will exit the religion just like an arrow with swiftness goes through its target." They are the Khawarij, They are those individuals who claim that they want to establish the hukum of Allah upon the earth. They want to establish the sharia of Allah, they want to establish the khilafa. But in reality, they use these names and they use these words. These words of beautification, the judgment of Allah. The khilafa, the rule of Allah, justice, adl. But in reality, they are causing fasad and fitna, just as they did in the time of Ali. They confronted Ali radiallahu anhu. What did they say to Ali? Ali, judgment is only for Allah, and you have not judged by that which Allah has revealed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ This is what they said to Ali, that whosoever does not judge by that which Allah has revealed, they are the kafirun. Abdullah ibn Abbas responded to them, and the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum responded to them by informing them from various angles. First and foremost, they said to them, firstly, it is not the kufr that takes you outside of Islam. It is not the kufr that you think it is, but rather it is kufr dun kufr. It is the kufr of the disbelief that does not take a person outside of Islam. Ibn Abdul Barr al-Tamheed, the great alim of the 4th century, died in 463 after the Hijrah. He has a voluminous work upon the methodology of Malik ibn Anas, the great Imam of Darul Hijrah, who died in the year 179 after the Hijrah. He said in this, that the ulama, they have not differed, that the one who judges by other than that which Allah has revealed, that they are not kafirun, but rather that they are sinners. That they are sinners and not disbelievers with major sin. And then he recited the statement of Allah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ That whosoever does not judge by Allah's revealed, such are the disbelievers. He said that Imam, that the great Sahabi Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and there is no one that worked upon the earth after Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had more knowledge of the tafsir of the ayat, more knowledge of the understanding of the verses of Allah than Abdullah ibn Abbas. And what did Abdullah ibn Abbas say? That it is not the kufr that exits you from Islam. They want to challenge the understanding of the Sahaba. They are the ones who want to stand with courage and bravery, which is in fact foolishness, in front of the Sahaba and argue with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Abdullah ibn Abbas informed them that I have come, when he sat with those Khawarij and he debated them. He said, look, I have come from a group of individuals, the companions of Allah's Messenger, amongst whom the Quran was revealed. And I do not see a single one of them amongst you today. You know how many there were? 15,000 of them who had encamped at a place called Nahrawan. They had split away from Ali radiallahu anhu on the basis that Ali was using men to judge between him and Muawiyah. They said, why are you using men when we have the book of Allah amongst us? So Abdullah ibn Abbas informed them about the reality of the affair. And he debated with them and he defeated them. But before he even debated with them, look what he said to them. I have come from a group of people amongst whom the Quran was revealed. We are the companions of Allah's Messenger. You argue with us? You think you understand the Quran better than us? You understand the Sunnah better than us? So he annihilated them. And those Khawarij, they remain today. Their names may have changed, but the reality is the same. Whether they call themselves Aish or Daesh, whether they call themselves Hamas or Islamic Jihad, whether they call themselves Nusra or whether they call themselves another title, Al-Qaeda or other than that, the ideology of the Khawarij does not change generation after generation. The same ayah with the same understanding as the Khawarij. Wallahi, it is the same language as those who killed Ali. It is the same language as those who killed Uthman. These rulers are corrupt. We want to establish the Islamic State. We want to establish the Sharia. We want to establish justice.
We want the hukum of Allah. We want the judgment of Allah. Oh, pretty words. They recite the Quran, but it does not go beyond their mouths. It doesn't go beyond their collarbones and their throats. Because they don't understand. Abu Umama al-Bahili, when he looked at them, look what he said to them. He didn't have any pity for them. He cried because he said they used to be Muslims. And then they were deceived. And then he said, indeed, they're Jews. They split into 71 sects. And the Christians, they split up into 72 sects. And the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will split up into 73. Then he said, more than the Jews, more than the Christians, كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ, all of them are in the hellfire except for one. And that is the Jama'ah. In a narration, that is what the Prophet and his companions were upon. So his student said to him, he said, Ya Aba Umama, is this something that you have brought from yourself? Or did you hear it from Allah's Messenger? He said, with what audacity and what right do I have to speak from myself? He said, I heard it from Allah's Messenger not once, nor twice. He said, I heard it from Allah's Messenger no less than 7 times. Khawarij, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that they will appear in every time. In every generation they will appear. The phenomenon of ISIS or Daesh or Nusra or Al-Qaeda or Hizb al-Tahrir or Jamaat al-Jihad or Hamas, this phenomenon is not new. Only the names are new. The ideology is almost as old as Islam itself. The first Khariji to speak was in the time of Allah's Messenger, Dhul Khawaisra al-Tamimi. Look what he did. You want to know the ideology of the Khawarij in every era and every time? Just look at their first one. The first one to speak was Dhul Khawaisra al-Tamimi. The scholars after that, they said he must have been a munafiq. He was a munafiq. He stood in front of Allah's Messenger and he made 2 or 3 comments. The first thing that he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'adil ya Muhammad. He said, be just, O Muhammad. This trait of the Khawarij and the rebellious ones, generation after generation, has not changed towards the ruler. Muhammad was his ruler sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the leader of the Muslims, the ruler of the Muslims. Look what he said to the ruler. He said, I'adil ya Muhammad. He stood in front of all of the people. Barefaced courage, as they claim. Wants to show his courage in front of Rasulullah. I'adil ya Muhammad. Be just, O Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, who is there who is more just than me? Who is there who is more trustworthy than me? The one who is trusted by the one who is above the 7 heavens over his throne. He said, ittaqillah ya Muhammad. Look at the words. In the first sentence, he wants justice from Muhammad. Look at the words. This is why the people of Sunnah are not deceived by them. The words may sound nice, be just. Who are you asking to be just in public? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That trait has not changed. Even to this day, we want justice. Then he said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqillah ya Muhammad. Fear Allah, O Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and who is there who fears Allah more than me? He wants Muhammad to have taqwa. Same thing. They say we want the rulers to fear Allah. So he stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For what reason? What was underlying all of this? The underlying reason, my brothers and sisters, is because some wealth came from Bahrain, some gold. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed it to the people and to the tribes. He didn't get any. And his people didn't get any. And his followers didn't get any. So this one, he's feeling it in his heart. He's feeling the fact that I didn't get it and they got it. They are not better than me. I want justice. I want some of that gold, because it was gold that came. I want some of that gold.
I want some of that authority. I want some of that wealth. اعدل يا محمد, be just, meaning give me some money. Give me something that you gave to them. I want some of it. اعدل, اتق الله. So in a narration, Khalid stood up, Ibn Walid. He said, let me go and strike him down. In a narration, Umar ibn Khattab, let me go and strike down this munafiq. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say that he is not a munafiq. Rather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. For indeed the people will say that Muhammad is killing his companions. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد حذيفة رضي الله عنه ابن اليمان he said كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر He said that the people used to go to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and ask him about the good He said, as for me, I used to go to him صلى الله عليه وسلم and ask him about evil things Why? He said Because I feared مخافة أن يدركني out of fear that evil may fall into that or that evil may come to me. So he wants to know from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam what are the evil things that I need to be aware of. فقلت يا رسول الله So he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, إنا كنا في جاهلية وشر That we used to live in times of jahiliyyah and evil affairs. فَجَاءَنَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ Then Allah brought us this tremendous good. So is there after this good any evil? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. He said, and will there be any good after that evil? He said, yes. وَفِيهِ دَخَلْ But that good will be tainted. So the good that the Prophet ﷺ came with was pure. Everything that he came with was good. And everything that the Sahaba were upon, collectively, it was good. Because any time anyone fell into a mistake or an error, they would go to Allah's Messenger, Allah's Messenger would correct them with revelation. So then the Messenger informed Hudhayfa that after this good there'll be evil. And after that evil there'll be good. But even the good that comes back will have fihi dakhal. There will be some taint. It will be cloudy, unclear. So then he said, وَمَا دَخْلُهُ So what is that taint that is in there? He said, there will be people who will be guiding to other than my guidance. And you will approve of some of it and disapprove of some of it. So he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Will there be any evil after that good? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Naam, du'at, ala abwabi jahannam. He said, yes, there will be callers standing at the gates of the hellfire. Whomsoever answers their call, they will throw him into the hellfire. He said, Ya Rasulullah, du'at. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, callers standing at the gates of the hellfire and calling the Muslims to their call. In the name of Islam, just like the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the end of the time, meaning before the Day of Judgment, before the end of time, there will appear a people. Hudatha'ul Asnan, Sufaha'ul Ahlam. That they will be young in age and foolish in thought. Foolish and young. But they will speak, the Prophet ﷺ said, But they will speak with the speech of Khairul Bariya. They will speak with the speech of the best of people. Ya'ani, that they'll be eloquent, inviting you to them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these individuals, that they are a group of people who will exit the religion just like an arrow goes through its targets, meaning they are Khawarij. They have no ulama with them. Just like the Khawarij in the time of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, not a single companion with them. Yet they want to tell Ali, i'dil, be just. They want to say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be just. They want to rebel against the ruler. They are young, foolish, no ulama, no ilm. But their speech is eloquent. We want the hukum of Allah, ya akhi. We want the judgment of Allah, ya akhi. We want the Islamic State. We want you to join us. We want the hudud of Allah being established. Look at the speech. Pretty words. Just like in the time of Ali. Oh Ali, we want you to judge by Allah. We want you to judge by the book of Allah. Ali said, kalimatul haq. He said, their word is a true word. That judgment is for Allah. Yuridu biha batil. But they intend by way of that kalima, they intend nothing but falsehood, because they recite the Quran but they don't understand what they're reciting. That's why Ibn Abbas said, it is not the kufr that you think it is. The one who does not judge by Allah is revealed, it is not the kufr that you think it is. It is kufr less than the kufr that exits you from Islam. This is the statement of the Salaf, this is the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah that they try to utilize. And some people get surprised, oh, but they're quoting Ibn Taymiyyah. You should be more surprised that they're quoting the book of Allah. Because Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was an alim, no doubt. But his words aren't like the words of Allah. They quote the words of Allah upon falsehood. So it is going to be more likely that they quote the words of Ibn Taymiyyah upon falsehood. Or the words of Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab upon falsehood. Those scholars are free from the Khawarij. They are free from rebellion. They do not declare people who judge by other than Allah is real to be kuffar. They declare them to be sinners, not kuffar. And you see what they're doing now. The blood of a Muslim is cheap in their eyes. Burning Muslims alive. It's not even allowed to burn a kafir. Never mind a Muslim. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not punish with the punishment of Allah. In a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not punish with the fire, for that is the punishment of Allah. The fire is the punishment of the Lord of the fire. Ali radiallahu anhu did not know the narration. So as a punishment upon a group of people who called Ali Allah, they said to Ali, Anta huwa, in a narration, Ali, anta, that you are Allah, O Ali. So Ali punished them after warning them, and they persisted. So Ali burnt them. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he heard, radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, if I was Ali, by Allah, I would not have burnt them. For indeed, I heard Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, do not punish with the fire. For the punishment of the fire is for the Lord of the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None punishes with the fire except for Allah. Then they try to ascribe this to Ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, when he was asked about the ants that cause harm, Ibn Taymiyyah said, and they said to him, shall we not burn the nests of the ants? Ibn Taymiyyah said, do not burn the nests. For indeed you can repel the harm of the ants by killing them without burning them. He wouldn't even allow the burning of the ants' nets, the nests of the ants. Then how about the burning of human beings? There is not a text from Ibn Taymiyyah allowing the burning of human beings as a punishment. Abadan. Then which deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can they ascribe this to? How? And how are Muslims deceived by this? Except for the Muslim who falls into that category, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sufahaul ahlam, foolish in their brains, or hudafaul asnan, young in age, having small teeth because they are young and youthful, and sufahaul ahlam, and foolish in their brains. Only those types of people will be convinced by the propaganda of ISIS and the propaganda of Nusra." And the propaganda of Al-Qaeda. Because it is not rooted in the book of Allah.
It is not rooted with the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Allah's, after the death of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the Sahaba, he said to his servant, cook this mutton that I bought. So he cooked the mutton, then he served it to the Sahaba, to the Sahabi. He said, did you give any to our neighbor? He said, to the neighbor? He said, the neighbor's a Jew. What do you want to give it to a Jew for? He said, by Allah, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Jibreel, that he exhorted me with regard to the neighbor up until I thought that the neighbor would inherit from me. Look at the fiqh of the Sahaba. Look at the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That here we have a hadith of Allah's Messenger with regard to how to deal with the neighbor. Here we have the understanding of the Sahabi. And whose understanding is greater and better than the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, I heard Allah's Messenger say such and such about the neighbor. So much so that Jibreel said, I thought that Jibreel was going to say that he would inherit from me. And this Sahabi applied it even to the neighbor who was a Jew. Sahih Muslim, another narration. Two Sahaba were standing, or two Sahaba were sitting. And a funeral procession went by. And both of the Sahaba, they stood up. So one of the Tabi'een, he saw them stand up. He said, you stand? And this is the janazah of a Jew? He's a Jewish woman. And you stand? They said to him, listen, by Allah, we were with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many years ago. And a procession went by, a funeral. And the Messenger of Allah stood. So we said, Ya Rasulullah, you stand, and this is a funeral of a Jewish woman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and does she not have a soul? Look at the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was later abrogated, by the way. The standing for any funeral was abrogated, as Imam Muslim mentions in the next chapter. But the point is here, look at the understanding of the Sahaba. When we look at the religion, look what we've mentioned the hadith at the beginning. Ma'ana alayhi al-yawma ashabi. That which I and my companions are upon today. Companions. How did they see these things? Look at that, those two Sahaba standing up and the Tabi'i thinking to himself, what they're doing? Why are they standing up? He's a Jew. They're going to stand up for a Jew and on top of that, a dead Jew? Look at the understanding. The Sahaba said, what? We were with Allah's Messenger. You weren't. We were with Allah's Messenger when it happened. In the time of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the thick of battle, some children were killed at the hands of the Muslims. So when he reached the Messenger of Allah after battle, he said, what have I heard today? I have heard today that some children were killed in battle. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what are they? They are nothing but children of idol worshippers. Allah's Messenger got angry. He said, what? He said, children of idol worshippers, what are you? Except children of idol worshippers. Do not kill women and do not kill children. He forbade the killing of women and children. Where is ISIS? And where is the Sunnah? Where are these Khawarij? And where are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? No one, my brothers and sisters, who has studied the deen of Allah and understands these narrations and looks at the religion through the lens of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would accept even a single kalima from them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are the worst of killers under the sky. They kill Muslims. They declare the rulers to be kuffar based upon them not judging what Allah has revealed. The blood of the Muslims is easy for them. Easy for them. Never mind the blood of the non-Muslims. These people are, as Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described, they are the worst of creatures under the sky. And were I alive, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they appear, he said, by Allah, I would slaughter them with the slaughtering of Ad. In a narration, I would slaughter them with the slaughtering of Thamud. meaning utterly I would slaughter them. These are the people that we respect. These are the people that they deserve respect from the Muslims. Allah's Messenger hated them. The Prophet ﷺ said they will appear in every generation, they'll be cut off in every generation. Even in this generation, they'll be cut off. Allah will not allow them. Allah will not allow them to infect the Ummah. They'll be cut off at some stage. Then the Prophet ﷺ repeated that dozens of times up until he said, ﷺ, and the last of them, amongst the last of them, the Dajjal will appear. The Dajjal will appear amongst their ranks. So don't be deceived by imagery and by rhetoric and by flowery speech. Take it back to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Take it back to the Sahaba. If you see them, Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, he said, when you meet them, do not give them salam. If they give you salam, do not respond to the salam. For indeed they are nothing more than the brothers of devils. Who? Khawarij. Who are the Khawarij? Those who rebel against the Muslim rulers. Those who declare the Muslim rulers to be kuffar based upon their own principles. Those who hold it permissible to plant bombs in Muslim countries, even in non-Muslim countries. They are Khawarij. If you are deceived, then you have fallen into that rank that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam described. A people will appear at the end of time, young in age, foolish in thought. Don't be like that, my brothers and sisters. Don't be like that and don't be deceived by them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our families from misguidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our communities and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the poison of the Khawarij and those who resemble them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the straight path, the Sabilullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the straight path, to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the paths of misguidance, all of them that lead to the hellfire. And may Allah guide us to the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, ourselves, our families and our communities. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.